You're shooting? Hello, 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 sorry. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I am still your host, Wono Oshikoya, and... Wait, is this a wide? Okay, do you want to do the intro first? Okay. Yeah. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I'm still your host, Wono Oshikoya. Guess it's right, literally. Happy Sunday. Well, today is the first time I'm filming on a Sunday, but we're doing things differently today, I guess. Happy to be here. Happy to be with one of my favorite artists. Don't worry, we'll get into that. But make sure that you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you share, tell your friends, listen to the pod, and, you know, keep supporting. Keep supporting my dreams. Today, I'm joined, but like, I'm so honored to be here. Oh my gosh. Today, I'm joined by Mr. Luna. Boy Luna. Okay, before we get into that, actually, this is the fourth episode of Gen Next. And, you know, Gen Next is always about spotlighting the hottest and some of the most important people in the underground scene. That's what Gen Next is about. So, yeah. Today I'm joined with Luna. And
hey, what's good?
How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm all right, man.
Thank
good.
You for joining me today.
You look good, man. You look good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
Are you sure?
Fine, man.
Please, like, I want to just get into everything, but like before that, I'm so sorry about what you went through last night. Nobody needs to go through that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I think that's like last day before yesterday. It's crazy, man. It's
crazy, right?
I mean,
Nigeria is not making things easy for literally anybody.
At all.
But yeah. How has the first quarter of the year been for you? What have you been up to? Aside music, what have you been doing?
Aside music, I think I've been bonding.
Me too.
My friends,
uh-uh.
A lot of people. Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. Who are your people that you've been bonding with?
Not really my, like, I think I have my people, but still, I'm bonding with, like, strangers, you know. I feel like, you know, it's interesting.
You're getting to know people.
Talk to someone that you never get to see again sometimes. You know, okay. That's what happened at the police station, you know. Some of the things I will never say to people close to me, you know, I say it out there because I think I will never get to see them again.
Probably never, ever.
Yes, yes.
Damn, so that's crazy. But how are you feeling? What are you listening to? What are you watching?
What am I listening to?
What are you listening to?
I think I've been listening to Another Day and my project.
So you've just been listening to Luna?
Yes.
Luna. I said I'm going to ask. So you somehow like to like refer to yourself as a therapist and like people's therapist, my therapist. But who are your own therapists? Like, who do you actually like draw inspiration from, listen to, and that like who are some people that basically help you get through life?
Bonoboy. Bonoboy Olamide. You know, I listen to that song a lot. You know. And watch a lot of documentaries. Yes. You know. I watch a lot of documentaries, so that kind of helped me. But right now, I'm building my... I think I have attention span problem. Yeah, I mean, I lose focus quick on something. So I'm trying to, you know, start watching episodes and all that stuff. So really, that's what I've been doing, man.
So you've just been working on yourself,
eh? Yeah, working on myself, you know.
As you should, like getting ready for the project.
you know, it's crazy.
I love it. I love that. Why do you make music? Let's even start with that. Before we get into like growing up and things like that, why do you make music?
So I have a theory, very crazy one.
Interesting feeling.
Yes. So my first theory is I feel like when I get old, I will lose my memory. Yes, I do. I feel like that. I feel like because I'm already forgetting things now at my age. So I feel like when I get older, I'll lose my memory. And these songs are the songs that will remind me of what I was doing at that particular time. Yeah, you know. So when I completely lose my memory, I feel like every song I record will remind me of what I was doing that moment, how I was feeling that moment, and, you know, whatnot.
That's crazy. That's very interesting way to look at it. Mm. So what was growing up like for you? I knew that you grew up in the north, mm. and you Kano, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in like Kano. But what was growing up like for you, basically? Yeah.
I mean, wish I could put it into one particular word.
Express yourself.
You know, growing up for me was like complicated. I'll use the word complicated because my mom is a traveler. She does not settle. I mean, when she comes to a place like this, after 1 year, 2 years, she's already moving to another place, you know, and she moves very fast. So growing up for me was like a constant journey. You know, I'm always here. So it was, I can't put it in one word.
Yeah.
Yeah, just as if I have like every particular point, I have like a whole full episode of, you feel. So growing up for me was like, I'll just put it like a journey.
Journey.
Yes, it's... Yeah.
And I know that like obviously journeys have their good and bad. There's always the good and bad. But mm-hmm. are there like any any experiences that you've held on to since? They might be good, they might be bad, but like anytime you're thinking about Kano, anytime you're thinking about like home, these are the things that come to your mind. Do you have those?
Yeah. You know, when I think about home, I think about Kano, I think about Badawa, I think about my friends. You know, since I've come, you know, I came to Lagos, never had like...
When did you come to Lagos?
2015.
Okay.
You know, I've never had like, you know, I have like this set of friends that we all started this shit together. Mm. You know, we started with the name Ultimate Stars. Yes.
How many were you?
We're 7.
Jesus.
Yeah, and none of us had fathers.
We were never ready.
That's crazy.
None of you had what?
Yes, no hard fathers. Like, the only guy that had was, his father was not really present in his life. So, damn. We took it like
he himself no get
father. So, you know, we're 7. Damn. You know, and we're doing our thing. And
but like you say, 7 talented people.
Yeah, you know, we all had this guy that White Prince, the guy that, you know, bring out the dress sense and what he wants, how he wants us to look that week. You know, even though we're young, you know,
still had like
we have DJ Mickey, the DJ guy, you know, plugging us. Anytime we go to shows, he's the one that goes meets the DJ and all that stuff. So, you know, whenever I think about home and all that stuff, I think about my people. Mm. I think about the people I've left behind.
Yeah.
Yes, I think about my mom. Mm. Think about my family. You know, since 2015, since I left home, I feel like a lot has happened without me. Mm. So, yeah.
But you feel like you missed out on opportunities and like just being with your family and things like that?
I don't think I missed out. I think it's because of the opportunity. That's why I missed out on my family. Mm. You know, because there's no opportunity around my family, you know, that's why I stepped out.
So would you say that like your experiences obviously growing up basically shaped like the loner that we're getting now?
Yes, 100%. I mean, 100%, man.
100%.
It's
like obviously there are so many things that you went through, so many things that you had to deal with, obviously. Mm. And like now putting that into music is basically like the Luna that we're getting.
Yes, yes.
So, what, like, okay. Let me say this. Mm. Let me ask you like this: How has music basically shaped you? How has it shaped who you have become?
Mom, I have to be honest with you, man. That shaped me a lot because music is really the only thing I know how to do.
And you say this a lot.
Yes, because really.
I feel like, you actually say it a lot.
Yeah, music is the only thing I know how to do. You know, I'm an intelligent person, but not in book wise, school, all of that stuff. You know,
I like that.
Yes, music is the only thing I can tell you 100%. You know, I'll be sure on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has shaped me. It has shaped the way I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always in my conscious state. You know, so that kind of shaped my life completely. Yeah. Kind of made me want to, like I said, I mean, my like really want to bond with a lot of people. Yeah. Want to talk to strangers. And that's music. I mean, that's because of music. I just feel like I want to talk to people. I want to get to know what you're doing, what's happening to you. You feel so? Yes, music really shaped my life. 100%. Everything about me was shaped by music, I think.
Yeah, and you make it like clear that you want to use your music to obviously help people get through life.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Through my music.
Yeah, is that through your writing? Because I know that the writing is very deep.
You know, I've really noticed that, like, a lot of things I've said, like, I have 1,000 people who are going through the same thing. So it's something I've sat down and, like I would say a story today, and somebody's telling me in my DM that that's what happened to him, you know? So I kind of feel like I'm a voice, you know? A voice to millions of people who did not get to say these things, you know? Just, that's how I feel like. I feel like I see the things they don't get to say. Yes, that's how I feel like my music is helping people, you know? People have a lot of stuff they want to say, and they don't even, not like they don't want to say, they don't have the right words to say.
Some people don't even have the, like, opportunity. They don't even realize that, like, that's why I feel like when people say our music is spiritual, because you don't know the things that it can do to you. You don't understand why the music is making you feel like this, but you're feeling it. And I feel like that's obviously, like, what your music does. It's basically like therapy, helps people get through life, literally helps me to get through life. I was telling Mide that, like, I listen to How I Live literally every single day.
That's crazy.
Just early in the morning, you know, that's how I'm waking up. Like, because literally this is fucking how I live. Like, you get, it's as simple as,
you know,
as simple as that. So
I swear, How I Live was, you know, I do feel, one of my first issues is I feel like people think my music is just flows, lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, they just talk about your pain games. But this is actually how I live.
Yeah.
You understand? So one of the first issues I had was trying to let my people know that this is, I didn't just curate the line. There's no line. It's either my line is something I have done, something I'm going to do, or something that is a prophecy. Mm-hmm. You get, sometimes that's why I listen to my music a lot, because sometimes I get, like, some messages for myself, you know? So how I live, you know, is really how I live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I tweeted a story recently. I feel like this typing piece means a lot. But how I live is, my brother woke up from his sleep in the night, I had a seizure, fighting for his life. You know, it's really my JB, my brother, you know, woke up that night and, you know, went to the bathroom and fell.
Damn.
Yes, just like that. I was lying down on the chair. I stood up, ran into the bathroom, and I held him because he was already getting, you know,
comfort,
you know, and he could, I could see him looking at my eyes and tell me, like, don't let me die type of shit, you know.
Type shit.
Yes. So, a lot of stuff, like me not being with my family, me not being with my mom, because I lost my dad in 2004. Yes, let me be sure. That's why I drew it. Yes. I lost my dad in 2004.
I love it.
Yeah. I think because one of these tattoos is just to always remind me when I lost my dad, because I always
forget.
Like I said, I forget things. Yeah. So, you know, my mom, since 2015, since I left my family, I don't know how my brothers, you know, I don't know the habits they are.
Yeah.
Developing. I don't know how it feels for them. My mom, I don't know. You know, so sorry to my mother for the distance and neglect, you know. So,
sorry to myself.
Yes, you know. So a lot of stuff. How I live is really how I live.
It's literally how I live. I think the first time that I actually sat down and I deep that song, like, I was like, whoa. Like, you people listening? You people are hearing the song, but are you actually paying attention? This is actually somebody's real life, like someone's reality. And it's crazy that, like, I feel like that was bringing me to my next question. I feel like a lot of people are never going to, like, experience your music how it should be experienced, because it's not just regular. Like, it's not, like, there is so much that goes into it. It's deep. And a lot of people are not going to get that. And, like, how are you so, like, okay with the fact that, like, your community might never be the largest of communities, but the people that would be there for you, like, you are creating a cult of people. And, like, obviously that's not something that a lot of people can, like, you know, like, really tap into. It really takes a lot for you to actually make the kind of music that you're making, because this is vulnerability at its, like, largest. Mm. So it's like, how are you so okay with like being that person?
You know, first, I mean, thank God for people like you.
Thank you.
Yes, people like you who feel like there's a lot of stories behind every artist, mm-hmm. you know? That's why if you, like, you are the one documenting this P now, because on the normal notes, I don't even know how to put my words together in test, you know? So on the normal, I'll never say it. I'll never say this stuff. But thanks to, you know, people like you who make us say these stories, mm-hmm. you know? Because after the whole song, there's a whole lot behind it.
Like,
I mean, I just summarized like a year of my life inside a song, and it's three minutes.
Literally less than 3 minutes.
Do you understand? So, I mean, so I'm okay with 100 people knowing me, understanding my music, and understanding where I'm coming from, than 1,000 people.
Not even getting.
Yes. That's why my favorite movie is 300. You know, like, I don't know if you've seen it. Sparta 300.
Yeah, I know, but I've never seen it.
He chose like 300 people from his army. You know, 300 people. I'm okay with 100 people who totally understand what I'm doing than 1,000 people that's just there because...
It's cool.
Yes, now he's an artist now. You get so to be honest, if you leave me, if there's a way I can do music and you just feed my family and I'll take care of my shit and, you know, take care of myself and do what I need to do, do what I came here to do, bro, I'd rather be okay with me having that than and leaving the fame part of music, you know.
Mm.
Yes, because 100 people fucking with me and knowing what I'm doing, understanding what I'm doing, understanding the mission, understanding why we are doing this in the first place, is better than 1,000 people who do not know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm okay with it.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I respect it so much.
Appreciate
and you. Luna is such a heavy name and such a heavy identity.
Mm.
First of all, where did the name come from? Right.
No, the name came from Lona, LONER.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
yes.
Have you always just been a Lona?
Yeah.
Or you say that your experiences, like, basically created that identity for you?
A lot of people do not know that my former name was Too Classic.
Too Classic?
Yes. You know, even at that time, from the name, you could tell I was trying to. I'm first thing that I want my name to represent what I am. I don't want you my name to stray far away from the person I am.
Yeah.
That's why Too Classic, if you check, I felt like my music was classic at that time. And, you know, that's why I named it, like, my name was like, Too Classic. You know, but when I became Luna, you know, I was searching. I was, you know, at a point I wanted to, you know, go outside the box.
Yeah.
But I went back to my first P of me always. My name has to always be me.
Yeah.
And I'm really that name, Luna. Yes. You know, I sat down. Everything about me is just that. My creativity, the way I record, the way I move, my bonding, you know. So the name was only... The name was just there every time, but I did not know that's the name.
That's really the name.
Yes.
So what is, like, the biggest sacrifice you've made for your career?
The biggest sacrifice I've made for my career is... I don't know who I am anymore, you know? I've gotten so deep into this music thing that if you take away Luna, I don't know what else to do.
Mm.
Yes, that's the biggest sacrifice I've made for this thing. I feel like after this music P, there's nothing.
That's crazy.
Yes, I'm so deep into it that I don't know any other thing to do.
Damn.
You know? Yeah.
Damn, that's deep. That's crazy.
It's crazy, you know?
certainly wasn't expecting that when I read the question. But yeah. So yeah, your project is coming. Let's talk about that actually. Let's talk about more.
This first time I'm talking about
my project. Yes, don't worry. We don't have to go too deep into it. Yes. But yeah, I just want to know like what were some of the like you know, themes and sonics that you're working
on? Let's go deep.
Okay. Mm. Let's go deep then.
Let's go deep.
What does this project represent? What is it about? I already know, but like if you're saying we should go deep, I want to hear directly from you. What were you trying to create when you were putting this body of work together?
You know, homeless, like I said, I left Kano 2015 during election. Yes, I left because my mom relocated with my stepfather to Lagos, Apapa. And since 2015, that was the only time I felt at home. That house we left was the only time I felt like this is my home.
Yeah.
This is where I can make rules. This is where I can say things. And this is where I can talk and have, you know. But since then, there's been a constant journey of one place to another. You know, I moved to my cousins, you know, and though everything is family, you know, but even as that, there are some certain things I cannot do. You know, there are some certain things that I am not entitled to. Jiget.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's not even, this is not even whether your family loves you or they don't love you.
Yeah.
This is just pure fact. You feel so, and that's the last time I felt at home. That's 2015 in Kano. You know, so the project is about me. It's about my struggles. It's about my life. Yes. It's about my life. It's about some of the things, you know, the things I've been through that I can't even say them in words, you know, because I think not being able to say things in words, I do blame it on me dropping out of school. Yes, you know, but, you know.
It's not everything you can
Yes, but homeless is about a homeless guy who left his home in search of a home, you know. Mm. Yes, in search of a better home.
Yeah.
Yes, in search of a better home for myself and for my family. So homeless is, that's what it is. That's what it is.
It's just you.
Mm.
Telling your story.
Yes, it's just me telling my story. Every song, I tell you, every song on that project is my life. Like 100%. There's no lyrics that came out from just because you want to rhyme. No, there's no lyrics. When you ask me, I will explain to you and I'll tell you what happened and why the lyrics came.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Mide, what we're going to do is after the project comes up, to come back here. So come and break it down.
I mean, I love this. I would gladly come back here.
We'll do that for sure. Mm. Okay, so what's the rest of the year looking like for you? What are you doing for the rest of the year?
I mean, officially.
Officially,
I will say.
What is your plan?
Officially, I will say. My next single is coming. Unofficially, I'll tell you it's chaotic. It's about to be chaos. I'll promise you, man. I promise you. When I mean chaos. This is the first time in my life. I told my manager, this is the first time in my life that I've never thought about any opportunity that will come with a song. I just want to inflict pain. Jiget. Yes. I just want to inflict chaos. I don't want it to, like,
Luna likes war.
Your smile is making me not say this thing the way I want to say them. You know, really, I want to inflict pain, chaos. I don't want war. No peace of mind.
War.
Yes, war. I mean, war. War against the people who think we can do this. War against the people who have already written us off.
Mm.
War against mental health. War against ourselves. War against everything.
Yeah.
Even God. War against God. Because
I don't follow you that much.
Trust me, man. God understand. I mean, He created me in His image. So if I'm asking some questions, He knows that obviously now the pride, now the same pride when He puts for my body, now they use to ask Him the question. Jiget. So I don't think you take any offense in it. You feel me?
Yeah, give you answer, dude.
Mm-hmm. So The next one is chaotic.
I love it. So yeah, no problem. We're waiting for all the chaos. We are expecting it. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on the pod. Thank you for sharing your story with me. Waiting for you to come back again. Don't worry, very soon.
Definitely.
But yeah, thank you guys for watching another episode of Oshikaya Speaks.
Before you round up.
Okay, now.
I have a question for you.
For me? Oh, yeah, yes, now. Really. Let's get it.
Why do you choose to do this?
Why do I choose to do this? Man, I like to talk. I don't know. I just like to yarn. And I've always wanted to find a way to merge everything that I do into one. If you know me, you know that I'm a very, like, what's that word? I'm a very uniform person. Like, I like everything to just be housed in one place.
Okay.
So I was finding a way to combine all the things that I love. I love music so much.
Mm.
I love to speak. I love public speaking. I love to, you know, and I was finding a way to, merge that all into one. And I said, okay, you know what? Let's start a podcast where you can really just come be yourself and tell people stories. And yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, because left for me right now, be at home, maybe smoking cigarette or my, you know, and just listening to music. I never say these things out. So this period done is so important. Yes, to a lot of artists like me and people who want their story to be out there.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no way, I mean, in 10 years time, people will come and listen to this and, you know, people will come and hear my story, because obviously I can't fit this piece.
Yeah.
I can't say these things out there. I can't, you know, sometimes it's a lot of stress most times, you know, but you doing this and putting us in a position where we get to see our stories and, you know, preserve them for people who are coming, people who are not even yet breathing the same air that we are breathing is a whole lot, you know, and it means a lot to me, and I'm happy to be here. I'm really
thank
happy to
coming.
Be here, and I'm coming back here.
You must.
I will.
At this point, sir, you don't have a choice.
I will. You guys don't have a choice. Yes.
We're in our production. We love it. All right, guys. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you on another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you on another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. Bye. Whoa. Okay. Bueno, nah.
Hey. So much.